You know, I told you this from the beginning. After the limited success that Tim had last year, the notoriety, the winning of the playoff game against Pittsburgh, you know, this young man does not consider himself a backup player.
And I don't mind that, by the way.
I don't mind that either. And I fully expect that, especially after a guy who had such a great college career running an offense that very few people could ever run.
Right. But Boomer,
all you have to do is watch him throw the ball.
I'll do you one better. Take Matt Sims, and I recognize it's Phil's son. Okay,
all right. But take that out of the mix. I don't care.
Forget about his last name. If I put Tim Tebow on the field, and I watched some of that green and white game that they had over the weekend,
right?
And you just see two guys throwing the football. Matt Sims is light years better at throwing a football than Tim Tebow is.
But playing the game of football is so much more than just throwing it, and that's why Tim Tebow will find himself a spot on a football team somewhere.
That's why he's on the New York Jets.
I just think that this whole thing, at least from my perspective right now, in relation to who Mark Sanchez is, your starting quarterback, in my estimation, is a major mistake.
Which is why you would do what today?
I would cut Tim Tebow. I would just say, listen, you know, there's got to be other teams. You know, maybe Bill Belichick will move him to tight end. Who knows? I have no idea.
I mean, the New York Jets, I've heard already, backup quarterback, running back, third and short, slot receiver, third and short, tight end, along with Dustin Keller, third and short, personal protector. Yeah. Now he's an FBI agent. Personal protector on kick returns. I've heard that one too.
Right.
That's six different jobs they have Tim Tebow doing. Right?
It's crazy. I just, you know what? I'm just purely talking from the quarterback position. So, that's all I care about.
Go get Terrell Owens and Plaxico Burress, and let's go all the way. Let's dive into the deep end, and let's man up. It's a man sport, right?
Right.
Let's go. Tim Tebow's so good in the locker room. Whether he's playing or not, he'll be able to handle all the personalities.
You know what's amazing to me? It seemed like Plaxico Burress was at least my take on the whole thing from a public perspective. That Plaxico Burress seemed like he was a pretty good teammate last year.
People seem to have a much bigger problem with Holmes than Plaxico.
That's what I'm saying. Yet Plaxico's not here, and I'm wondering if that's because maybe Holmes and Plaxico didn't get along. I don't know
if they did or didn't.